A senior UN official says that Israel's continued blockade of the Gaza Strip has worsened the humanitarian situation in the impoverished enclave. The director of the UN Relief and Works Agency Operations has said the situation in Gaza is, quote, very critical due to the deterioration of the economy and the growing rates of poverty and unemployment. Robert Turner warned it's impossible to improve the living conditions in the territory while keeping Israel's illegal siege in place. The UN official slammed the international community for failing to provide the money needed for the reconstruction of Palestinian homes destroyed during the recent Israeli war. Last summer, Israel waged a 7-week air and ground offensive against Gaza that left more than 2,100 people killed, mostly civilians, including women and children. Editor of Veterans Today, Kevin Barrett, joins us now from Madison. Mr. Barrett, I'd like to get your thoughts on the recent comments made by this high-ranking UN official. It also needs to be mentioned that comments like these are turning into mere platitudes when there is no action to back it.
That's a good point. International institutions, including the United Nations and human rights groups like Amnesty International, have found that war crimes were committed in rather large numbers during Israel's attack on Gaza this past summer. But so far, nobody has really done anything about it. And given the scale of these war crimes, which included the use of white phosphorus on civilian populations, the deliberate bombing of hospitals, ambulances, schools, mosques, and civilian targets, the deliberate murders of groups of civilians, including children, who were very carefully targeted and just murdered, groups of kids on the street and things like that. The whole situation was obviously a case of Israel doing what it calls mowing the lawn, which means just tearing up Gaza and making the civilian population suffer, while the Palestinian fighters, the resistance fighters, were very, very carefully targeting Israeli military targets, not Israeli civilians, and shooting essentially fireworks with very, very low probabilities of harming civilians as a symbol of resistance. So this showed who the real terrorists were. It was the Israelis. They were war criminals, terrorists, and everyone knows that now. But none of the international institutions have any teeth or any desire to punish the Israelis for what they did. And probably in another year or two, or who knows when, they'll just go and do it again. And, you know, how many slaughters in Gaza will it take before somebody stands up and says enough?
Mr. Barrett, one option on the table for the Palestinians is the issue of their accession to the ICC. But the question is, how can that alternative proceed when Israel ignores international law constantly and remains defiant to whatever the situation may be?
Well, I think having the Palestinians go to the ICC is a good move. But actually, it seems to me that they should go a few steps further than that. They probably should just disband the Palestinian Authority, because it's not serving any purpose at this point. It's fairly corrupt, and it's supposed to be maintaining law and order, but ultimately it's doing that on behalf of the occupying power, Israel. So the Palestinian people ought to just unite and say, we are still occupied. We're not capable of governing ourselves while we're under occupation. This occupation has to end. And that would throw the onus on Israel as the legally responsible party that must provide law, order, and security in the territories it occupies. And that would give the Palestinians a stronger legal case to say that this occupation must end. But you're right, I don't see any serious action coming from the international community anytime soon. There have been incremental steps towards a gradual awakening of the public in the West and worldwide toward the reality of what's really going on in Gaza and in Palestine, but it's a very slow process, and the power structure is still dominated by Zionists throughout the West, and especially here in the United States. So unfortunately, it's going to be moving slowly, and the Palestinians are going to continue to suffer right under this incredible occupation, this horrible blockade of Gaza.
Thank you very much. Editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Kevin Barrett, joining us from Madison.